Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes and Brian Baldinger.
Back for another edition of In the Huddle. It's the championship edition, guys. Carl Dukes, put him up, along with my man Brian Baldinger. And Baldy, man, we finally made it to the championship week. We are a couple of weeks away from the Super Bowl, which obviously I can't wait. But these games this weekend and what we're looking at, Bengals at Chiefs, Eagles, 49ers, and 49ers travel to the Eagles. I think that's going to be a slobber knocker, man, with the defenses and how that could play out. But I want to start first with the injury to Patrick Mahomes. Everybody's watching it, Baldy. We don't know. I'm not sure if anybody really knows how healthy this thing's going to be going into Sunday. I saw him talk to the media yesterday and saying, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm going to play. We know Patrick's going to play. But, Baldy, how effective is he going to be?
He looks a lot better now, Carl. I mean, just watching him, you know, just in stretch and kind of jogging on the field yesterday, I thought he looked a lot better yesterday, which was Wednesday. We're taping this on Thursday. I thought he looked a lot better Wednesday than at any point after the injury on Sunday. And then talking to some reporters, Carl, that were in the locker room after the game, I mean, honestly, he was telling me and us yesterday at the NFL Network that the Chiefs weren't doing anything special. Like, he's in the shower with his slippers on. He comes out. He puts his shoes on. He's walking out of the treatment, you know, it started. But it wasn't like there was, like, some mass panic about the condition of his ankle between him and the team. Now, I feel like by the time we get to Sunday, Carl, unless there's a setback along the way, which I don't think Andy Reid would allow, I think we're going to see somebody that's still pretty effective. Like, he might not run around as much as he sometimes does, or he might not, you know, like he did against Tennessee, make guys stutter and stop and score touchdowns on the scrambles a couple of years ago. But I think he's going to be pretty good. I think they'll build a game plan. I said this yesterday, Carl. I think the game plan will be implemented day by day, looking at, you know, the severity, what he's capable of doing, what he isn't. Like, I don't know if bootlegs are in right now or sprint right options, those kind of plays that we've seen him run over the last 5 years. But I feel like this is – we're going to build this thing day by day up till Sunday. And I think by the time we get to Sunday afternoon – in Kansas City, he's going to be around 90%.
Baldy, I'll take a 90%, an 85%, an 80% of a Patrick Mahomes over half the league's quarterbacks, right? Just because of his inability or his natural knack, should I say, to make those plays that a lot of quarterbacks can't make. Here's the thing that I think is going to be a big factor, and I want to get your thoughts on it because I watched the Bengals destroy the Bills with their run game. I think they broke them off for $170, $172.
It was big.
It was huge. And I think, Baldy, based on how these defenses rank, I've got Eagles 1, 49ers 2, Bengals 3. This is just in my head. And then the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs have the fourth worst defense, which is, you know, again, all these defenses are really good, but the fourth of the four that are left.
Yeah.
And I think the Bengals are going to be able to run the ball against the Chiefs. And I want to get your thoughts about this because Burrow, you know, the success he's had against them, I'm trying not to look at that and say Burrow's just going to put the team on his back. They still have to be able to run the ball effectively. Will they be able to?
Not like they did against Buffalo. I mean, they pushed Buffalo all over the place. I mean, everybody – the storyline coming into last Sunday's game, last weekend's game was the three backup offense linemen for the Bengals. You know, what would Jackson Carmen do in his first NFL start at left tackle? Well, he, you know, we never mentioned his name the whole game, which is a pretty good sign. Like, he didn't commit foolish penalties, and he held his own out there, and he pushed guys around pretty good. Buffalo has been pushed around defensively, you know, pretty regularly. Cincinnati got after him. I don't think they could quite do that against Kansas City. There's Chris Jones in the middle. You just don't push Chris Jones around. They've got enough horses. Nick Bolton can run with the best of the linebackers in this league. I feel like they've got enough to contain the Bengals, where they're not picking up 8 and 10 yards a crack like we saw them do last week. I don't see that kind of a run game. But I will say this, Carl. Like, the stat that blows me away, we know the Bengals have beat the Chiefs 3 times in a row. In those 3 games, Carl, the Bengals have turned the ball over 1 time. The Chiefs have not been able to take the ball away. In the last game we saw in week 13, the biggest play of the game was when the linebacker for the Bengals, Jermaine Pratt, ripped the ball out of Travis Kelce's hand in the fourth quarter. Bengals got the ball back, went down, scored. Chiefs couldn't answer the bell. We talk about run game. It's going to come down to turnovers in this game and who commits them and who doesn't, who takes it away. I feel like these teams are very evenly balanced. I think that's worth, you know, that's a turning point in this game.
I've said it all week, Baldy. I like the Bengals before the point spread moved, and we're going to talk to Nick Costos coming up here in just a little bit. But I like the Bengals, and I don't know why. I keep saying this, right? And I want to tell you that they're better. Okay, they're not really. You said it. They're evenly matched. Well, the quarterback's so much better. Well, he's not. He's playing Patrick Mahomes, who's going to win the MVP. You know, everything that I want to say, the reason why I believe the Bengals are going to win this game, it's hard for me to express it because it really is on the margins, right? It's like you could say that about the Chiefs. The same things I'm going to say about the Bengals. But there is something that I want to point out. And, Baldy, this is why I think I like the Bengals.
Okay.
I do think Joe Burrow has something. And I don't know what the hell it is. Well, I don't know what it is, Baldy, but I like this dude. He's becoming my favorite quarterback. And I'm not a Bengals fan. I watch them, you know, just like we do for our business, right?
Yes.
I want interesting, fun games. I want entertaining games. But, damn, every time I watch this guy, I'm like, he's got something.
Yeah, he does. You know what it is? Well, one of the things that he has is he's got pinpoint accuracy on timing. He doesn't run around. He made a touchdown throw to Jamar Chase. He had to kind of step up in the pocket, you know, Jamar on, you know, for that first touchdown last week. But by and large, he sets his feet and he throws the ball. Like, it is, he comes out fast. Now, one of the things that we have to watch in this game is, for whatever the reason, I'm not sure why, the Chiefs are playing their best corner, L'Jarius Sneed, in the slot.
Why? Well, do we know?
So, I mean, look, to me, if you got Jamar Chase and you got T. Higgins, you better have your best corner. Now, they've got two rookie corners out there. Trent McDuffie, their first-round pick out of Washington, and Jalen Watson, who got an interception against Trevor Lawrence last week, their seventh-round pick out of Washington State. They got two rookies out there. Just looking and watching Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins these last 2 years. I mean, these guys are sitting in the film room going, I want him. Just give him to me. Like, just throw it out there, Joe. I'll get it. This seventh-round pick ain't beating me. He might beat Trevor Lawrence. He's not beating us. That's kind of how I look at this matchup. Like, it's like you can talk about the run game, and it might be that, Carl. I'm not dismissing that at all. Joe Mixon didn't play week 13. He looked healthy as hell. Looked like a real horse last week. And Samaje Perine as well. But I just look outside and I go, all right, for whatever reason, L'Jarius, if he's in the slot, he's got Tyler Boyd. Jamar Chase lives on the edges. Like, there's nobody he can't beat in this business. I just think T. Higgins and Jamar Chase out, the ball's going outside. Yeah. And to your point about Joe Burrow, I mean, Joe's not going to fool around. He's going to take a step and he's going to throw it out there and let these guys go up and get it. And it might be, for much of the game, it might be that simple. Whether it's 3rd and 6, 1st and 10, red zone, here we go. We're taking our shots.
Baldy, I know you know Spags really well. What is he? I know he's watching this film, right? This last week, he's going, damn, all right. What are we going to do You may not stop them, just like the Bengals may not stop the Chiefs. They'll be scoring in this game. But how do you slow them down in those third down situations? How the hell do we get off the field when we need to get off the field and get the ball back? What is Spags going to scheme up, do you think?
Well, I mean, look, first of all, Spags has looked at those three games in the stat I just said. They've gotten Cincinnati turned over one time in three games, Carl. You're going to win a lot of games when you turn over once every three games. So he's got to do something to shake Burrow up. And he can't rely on Chris Jones to win inside. I mean, he can, and he will at times. I said it yesterday on the air that Joe Burrow could get sacked five times in this game. They're still going to win the game. Like, I don't think it's about sacks. But it's about can they affect Joe to force him to either get the ball, you know, like we saw Dak last week, ball pops up. You know, here's Fred Warner. Like, can they get tip balls? Can they hit Joe where the ball's not going to where he wants to throw it? Like, they've got to affect Joe. So whether that's Legarius Sneed off the slot, this guy's a 4-3 40 guy. Speed off the slot, like we saw Michael Hilton last week hit Josh Allen.
Yep.
Like, whether it's those type of blitzes off the slot, which it's a shorter distance, you got a fast guy coming. They feel like he's going to go the other way, and we hit him from the other side. Like, I feel like I've known Spags a long time. Like, you get to the red zone, Carl, field goals over touchdowns, like, you're going to get zero blitzes. Like, they're going to take their chances. Now, Joe's going to anticipate that. Jamar's going to anticipate that. Like, they're all going to anticipate it once they get around the 20. Try to get the ball out hot. Try to get, like, an incompletion, whatever it is. That's a game within a game with Spags versus Burrow in those type of situations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.